Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jake Vollmick with you guys here on The Fan, getting ready to talk to Greg Swartz of Bleacher Report about your Cavs. Your Cavs who've done pretty well for themselves lately despite having their streak snap. I mean, listen, it's good things, there's bad things, there's worse things than losing to the Magic on national television. Let's get Greg's thoughts. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and talk to Greg Swartz of Bleacher Report. He joins us now. Greg, what's going on, man?
Hey, thanks for having me on tonight.
Of course, always. I mean, yesterday you're watching the Cavs in Magic. You watched the Cavs blow multiple double-digit leads. Are you like me where you sat there and sort of had no emotion through it all and you're just like, well, it's got to end sometime?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the moment, there's disappointment. You're at home. You're playing a bad Orlando Magic team, struggled with injuries all year, hasn't even scratched 500, and you're riding a franchise winning streak, and obviously you want to win, but the goal of this team is not to win in the regular season. And I think we've reached that point where, yeah, we want to have the best record possible, but this is a team that's going to be the number one seed in the East, and I think that's important to remember. And honestly, I think the best thing that can happen to them now is that they go through a little bit of adversity, because this season has been so good and so drama-free that it's like, okay, adversity is going to hit in the playoffs. Let's experience that a little bit now and maybe hit a couple bumps now. And I know that's tough to say because you want to win every game, but at the end of the day, when they lost that game, I was not very disappointed overall.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. You talk about the lack of drama, though. I will say it was pretty interesting. The little bickering going on back and forth between Paolo Banchero and Ty Jerome. Do you think that's what's the motivation behind that for Ty? Is that just natural trash talk, or maybe a little something behind not being in the playoffs last year and having that game go seven games at series go, and then Ty just, you know, sort of being like, if I was there, this might have been a little different.
Well, I think some of that is carried over from last year. Obviously, Paolo does not like the Cavs. Paolo and George Niang got into it a couple weeks ago when you know, after the trade, and George was a member of the Hawks, and they're still chirping at each other. I think there's just a healthy level of competition there. Ty, obviously, you know, with the ankle injury, didn't get to play in that playoff series. And Ty is a very competitive guy. I think, just because we haven't seen him in a big role a lot in his NBA career, people don't know him, and he's kind of like this relaxed personality off the court, but he is super competitive on it. So he's definitely one of the more competitive guys on the Cavaliers. So I think when you've got the emotions of a playoff series last year, you've got a Magic team that's been frustrated all year because they're not where they want to be. I think that was just the culmination of a lot of different factors.
Greg, no Evan Mobley in yesterday's game. How big of a difference does he make to this team just being out there versus in a game where he's not. How much does this team change?
Yeah, I mean, you saw Kenny had to switch up the rotation a little bit yesterday. DeAndre Hunter gets the start. Normally, he's a guy that I think just has thrived coming off the bench, whether it's been with us, whether it's been with the Atlanta Hawks. Kenny wanted a little bit more size out there, a little bit more scoring with Evan not there, so he goes with DeAndre. And I just think that's such a luxury to when you have a guy like DeAndre Hunter, who obviously is talented enough to be a starter in this league and is paid as a starter, to be able to bring him off the bench as a sixth, seventh man, you know, with Ty, with Dean, with Isaac, with these other guys. You know, not having Evan, you know, not even counting all the things that he does on the floor, but then that kind of messes up your rotation as well and hurts your depth. You know, I look at that and say, well, the Cavs, you know, maybe they didn't win because they have Evan. Well, Orlando doesn't have Jalen Suggs, and this is a team that is kind of lived and died by his presence this year. They're five games over 500 with Jalen Suggs, well below without him, so I'm not going to make that injury excuse trading that. But, yeah, it just messes everything up in the rotation when you don't have a premier starter like Evan Mobley out there.
Would you consider Evan the X factor of the team, or would you give that role to somebody else?
I think Evan's too good to be an X factor. I think, you know, if you're looking at a guy like Darius, Donovan, probably even Jared too, to go along with Evan. You know, an X factor I feel like is a guy that normally comes in off the bench or is a starter that doesn't normally get a star role. You know what I mean? I'd say Ty Jerome is probably an X factor on this team. Maybe even Isaac Okoro when he's hitting shots is an X factor. Probably guys like that. I think just Evan is, you know, he's on a max contract starting next year. If he wins Defensive Player of the Year, which he could very well do, I think he's going to become more of a household name. So I think just Evan, especially making an all-star game, he's probably too good to be an X factor at this point.
Greg Swartz of Bleach Report with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A couple of bad games in a row out of Donovan Mitchell where he just hasn't been his best. I think at the end of that Orlando game, you saw him take a couple of shots where he was almost just like shot happy, where he felt like he sort of had to try to put the dagger in the game right there with 20, 30 seconds left on the clock. But I'm almost to a point with Donovan where it's like, can I even be any bit concerned when he struggles, or is it just assumed that at some point when the playoffs come around, he's going to turn it around?
Yeah, I mean, he's missed some time recently. He's had the groin injury. It's kind of been nagging at him, so I don't think he's 100% there. I think he kind of fell in love with the three ball a little bit yesterday. 3 of 14 from three, just half of his shots coming from outside the arc. He's a phenomenal shooter, but he's so good with his footwork, with getting into the paint. He's strong. He can dunk. He can finish in and around traffic. You don't want half of Donovan Mitchell's shots coming from three. Got to the free throw line just two times. That's just a bad ratio for Donovan. So I think he's settling too much from three right now. I don't know that groin is 100% healthy. And for me, that's one of the big things over the last month of the regular season is, you know, I think they're going to get the one seed. They have a 7.5 game lead over the Boston Celtics. I don't think that's going to be an issue, even if they drop a couple games down the stretch. But can this team be as healthy as possible going into the playoffs? Whether that means pulling those minutes down a little bit, whether that means getting these starters a couple more rest days every here and there, maybe on a back-to-back. All that matters at this point, because you have the one seed almost wrapped up, team as healthy as possible in the postseason. And if we do that, I really like this team's chances.
Greg, that's the obvious goal for this team, and it makes a ton of sense that you bring it up. And I'm right there with you, right? Like, that's the number one goal. Is there anything else in these last 16 or so games that you're looking at for this team to, I don't even know, find out about themselves, but even a goal, a marker for them to hit?
Well, that's the thing. I think they could get bored just because they have such a big lead in the East. Because there's, you know, this is a pretty drama free group. It's like, okay, what can we do to like motivate ourselves a little bit? It's a good problem to have. Number one, you're chasing the franchise record for wins that you could potentially hit. You still have a chance to win 70 games. You can still, you know, go 14-1 or something like that down the stretch and chase 70. I mean, that's a monumental milestone. I mean, that's puts you in the upper echelon of, you know, in the history of NBA teams with the Warriors and the Bulls. And also you're chasing potentially the number one offense in NBA history. Right now, the Cavs are number two behind last year's Boston Celtics when it comes to offensive ratings. So there's a lot of these little markers, and maybe they count these, maybe they don't care about these, but if you're just looking for something to motivate you and push you in terms of over the last month, they've certainly got some things to play for in terms of team success.
Is that something that you think teams should chase, like a franchise record? Like they win 67 games this year. Is that something they should be excited to go and chase, or should they be basically mined down the playoffs once they know they have the one seed wrapped up?
If I'm Kenny, all I care about is winning the championship. That's all. If you break the franchise record for wins and it happens organically, that's great. That's wonderful. You should celebrate that. If you set the NBA record for offense, which you may only get to enjoy for a year or two because offenses are only getting better. But, yeah, you should celebrate that. But that doesn't mean that, you know, oh, Donovan's got a groin injury, but we're really chasing 70 wins, so we're going to put him out there. No, that would be stupid. At the end of the day, you're still chasing a championship. This is all about winning a title. Your window is open right now. Even though this core is young, Donovan's 28. He's in his prime. He's ready to go right now. So if the end goal is not winning a title, everything needs to be built around that. If you win 68 games, if you win 70 games, if you set the offense record, that's great, but let it happen organically. Don't make that the goal. Still keep a championship number one on your list.
Greg Swartz with us on the hotline. We just came off a season or a franchise record, excuse me, for longest win streak in a season sitting at 16 games. And you obviously started this year 15-0. Which of those two streaks are more impressive to you? Setting the franchise record for a second time this season, getting all the way up to 16, or is it just starting the year off with 15 straight?
So the answer should be setting the franchise record, right? Because franchise has been around for a long time. But for me, it was the start of the season because you just didn't know how good this Cavs team would be. Like for me, I still had Boston at the top. I had New York and Philly probably, if they were healthy, above the Cavs. And then Milwaukee was right there too. And you're thinking, well, Orlando's going to be really good again. Indiana's going to be really good again. For me, I didn't view the Cavs as a team that was going to run away with the Eastern Conference. I thought it was going to be Boston again, and then maybe the Cavs could be the number two seed if everything fell right. And the fact that they got off to that 15-0 start, they really just made their mark on the league and announced to everyone, no, we're here. Like, you thought we were going to trade, you know, Darius Garland this offseason? No. You thought we were going to trade Jared Allen for Brandon Ingram and we were going to turn this roster upside down? No. Like, we have the talent. We switched out our coach. We have a healthy Ty Jerome. We're good. That's all we need. And I think that was the message that they wanted to send out, and that's the message they made very clear with that 15-0 start to the season. So for me, I think that's even more impressive that they started out the year that good, because they're still finding themselves. They're still finding how they want to play. They had a new head coach. To me, that's been the most impressive part of the season so far, is that 15-0 start to the year.
Hey, Greg, we looked at, obviously, when you go on these win streaks, you sort of get a target on your back. Teams kind of bring it to you, giving you the absolute best that they can, because everyone wants to be the one to sort of, you know, stomp out a long win streak. I guess I'll ask you, like, if you start 15-0, do you think that target's the exact same as when you're deep into the year with 10 losses, but you're on a 16-game win streak, or does the zero in that column make a difference?
It does, but I'll say that at this point in the year, there's a lot of teams that have given up. Like, if you're starting out the year, every team is still trying to win, and you might not have that target on your back like you do now. But, you know, at the beginning of the year, the Philadelphia 76ers were still trying to win a championship, and now they've shut down two of their three best players. The Charlotte Hornets still had playoff hopes. You know, the New Orleans Pelicans, before their season collapsed, were still in it. The San Antonio Spurs, you know, still have Victor Wembanyama, and you're like, the Phoenix Suns. I mean, there's so many teams that start out the year healthy and with hope, that to navigate through that and win, especially now, as opposed to now when all these teams are kind of like, you know, half are trying to win and half of them are trying to get a better draft pick, I think it was just for that reason as well more impressive that they began the season 15-0.
As we look at the East right now, I think very clearly you can put the Cavs and the Celtics in that top tier. I guess I would ask, though, out of those, like, and you put the Cavs and Celtics aside, but the way that the other teams in the league, you think you them, and especially in the East, sort of your Knicks and your Pacers, your Bucks, right now in the East is sort of the team being hunted, that teams feel is at the top of the conference.
I think teams probably fear Boston the most just because they're the defending champions. And clearly the Cavs have been the best team this season. Cleveland and Boston have split their four games. There should be a healthy respect between those two teams. But I still think that unless you knock off the champ in the playoffs, until the Boston Celtics lose in the postseason, yeah, they should be viewed as the team everyone else is hunting. Now, as it stands, which I don't see why this wouldn't happen, I think it's going to be Cleveland and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Cleveland is going to have home court advantage. Cleveland should come in very motivated from their playoffs last year, where they didn't have a healthy Donovan Mitchell for the entire series, where they didn't have Jared Allen. And they're obviously a much better team than they were last year, and they're a better coach team this year than they were last year. So I think that's going to be a really great series if that happens. But until Boston gets knocked off in the playoffs, they should be the team getting the most respect, and they should be the team that everybody else in the East, the Knicks, the Bucks, the Pacers, the Pistons, all these projected playoff teams, that should be the team that they should fear the most right now.
Greg Swartz with us here on the hotline. Greg, do you feel like a team needs to be, we always talk about with March Madness, right? You want the team to be sort of playing their best basketball and on sort of a run heading into the tournament. Does that sentiment carry over for the NBA playoffs? Does the team need to be hot heading into the playoffs?
I don't think it matters as much because in March Madness, you play a team one time. Like, that's it. In the playoffs, it's much more about matchups in the NBA. It's much more about countering. Like, you can lose the first game of the series. You know, NCAA tournament, your season's over. In this, the series is just getting started. Okay, this is what they did. Now we're going to adjust. So you could come into it playing bad basketball, but all of a sudden, if you get the right matchup, you know, it doesn't matter. I think back to the last year LeBron was here, and the Cavs struggled in the first round against the Indiana Pacers, and they were not playing their best basketball. But all of a sudden, they got Toronto in the second round, and that was a great matchup for them, and they swept them, and all of a sudden, they looked like a great team. And it didn't matter that they came limping into that series. They had a great mental advantage in it because of their previous playoff series. They had the best player on the planet in LeBron James. And so I think, yeah, you want to be playing well, but more importantly in the NBA, because you have these seven-game series, is your matchups and your coaching and your stars are healthy. So momentum helps a little bit, but momentum can shift greatly from game to game in the NBA playoffs, as we've seen.
All right, Greg, I'll get you out of here with this in about 30 seconds or less. Should the Magic scare the Cavs at all with the possibility of a first-round matchup?
Absolutely not. If Jalen Suggs was coming back, I would be a little hesitant about that. I will say this. The Orlando Magic yesterday against the Cavs made 42% of their three-pointers. That's where they won the game. The Orlando Magic for the season, dead last in the NBA at 31%. There's no way they can shoot that for the entire series. The Cavs should be thrilled if they get Orlando in round one of the playoffs.
That's what I like to hear. And as always, Greg, enjoy talking to you, and hopefully we get to do it again sometime soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Greg Swartz of Bleacher Report with us there on the hotline. We'll react to what Greg had to say as well. Your thoughts on which win streak was the more impressive streak? We'll talk about that coming up. 216-474-0092. Let's get to a McKenzie Flume 2020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.